Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy New Year to one and all out there. Got a couple of quick announcements, and then we're going to talk about raw milk with Judith McGarry. You've heard her on the show before, but there's something new going on with raw milk. First of all, the announcements real quick, and then I'll tell you a little bit more detail about these things as we go. We've got a cooking class coming up. We've got a cooking class that's going to be a little joint venture between Amanda Love, the Barefoot Cook, and our nutritionist that writes for us on DirtDoctor.com in Dallas at the Dallas Farmers Market. And it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be February the 19th. It's a Saturday. I'm going to talk about growing food crops and some of the new techniques and new products and new kind of things that you need to know if you haven't tried yet, and we'll be answering a lot of questions and so forth along those lines. She'll be talking about cooking and doing the cooking class. A lunch will be provided in a goodie bag of a whole bunch of things for the people that come. So just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on that button on the left-hand side, and you can find out all about it. The second thing is down in McAllen, Texas. And it's an event that Texas Plant and Soil Lab, the soil lab, soil testing and water testing and plant tissue testing lab that I recommend is having. It's February the 2nd and 3rd. It's coming up pretty quick. It's going to be a two-day event in McAllen and a lot of great speakers. I'm not speaking, but I'm going to be there. And also one of my partners in the of the wholesale distribution business and also in the blueberry growing business will be down there and talk about his experience using Texas Plant and Soil Lab and the wonderful production that he's getting up in Kansas growing blueberries. But right now we're going to talk to our friend Judith McGarry. Judith is an attorney and a farmer and the executive director of Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance down in Austin. Good morning, Judith, are you there? Now, let's see if we can get her up here. There you are. Hi, Judith. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
We got another little issue that has brewed up relative to raw milk, I take it.
Well, it's amazing. Here's a food that people have eaten for literally, you know, thousands of years. And yet, you know, mainstream agriculture and the big food business want to make people believe that it's dangerous and, you know, people are going to keel over dead if they drink it. And it's, you know, they've apparently gotten upset because here in Texas we're trying to expand access to raw milk and let people make a choice as to what they want to have to drink. And apparently the big food guys don't like that.
Well, when you start affecting their pocketbook, they start squealing, I guess. I'm a huge fan. I don't drink a lot of milk, but I eat a lot of raw cheese, and it's all related stuff. I think production is getting better and better. I know that access to raw milk and raw cheese for me personally has gotten better. Do you see that happening across the board?
Well, there's a huge consumer interest in both raw milk and raw cheese. And that's encouraged a lot more farmers to get into the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they see an opportunity to make a living at something they love. And I think that's also driving the industry pushback, because as more people look for these products and as more farmers realize that it's a way to produce a good product and make a fair living, which they can't do in the industry main system, you know,
right,
mainstream system, you know, it's a real threat to big food.
Well, yogurt's in the mix, I guess, too. Most of the people that make that do raw milk and cheese also do some yogurt products as well.
I don't know so much on the farmer side. Frankly, at least in our area, a lot of it is consumers buying raw milk, and they go home and they make yogurt and kefir.
Make it themselves, yeah.
All sorts of delicious things at home that are, you know, higher quality than anything they could get in the stores, certainly.
Well, one of the things I mentioned to you in the email, we've had Ken Jisha on, who's a certified organic producer of raw milk products, and we may have him back on again. There may be some other farmers and ranchers out there that we need to have on the show and talk about some of the specifics. So if you can let me know who are some of the people we need to talk to, we'll try to continue to give this as much exposure as we can.
Absolutely. Talking to farmers is the best thing possible. We also, folks, can go to our website. We have a special website dedicated just to the raw milk issue.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's TexasRealMilk.org. That's TexasRealMilk.org. And folks can get information. We have a links page that tells them all the grade A dairies in Texas. And then we also have information on what's going on in the attempt to allow consumers better access, because that's what it's about, is consumer choice.
Sure. Well, this is really a national issue, not just a Texas issue, right?
Absolutely. The website we've got specifically is for Texas. Weston A. Price, of course, is a fabulous website for national. And the threat we're facing from the pushback from the big industry is national. It started here in Texas. What's gone on is the big industry guys are actually running radio ads against raw milk. Right now it's just in Texas, but if we let them get away with it here, I expect they'll start doing it nationally.
Well, when we had Ken on, we talked about some of the specific negatives about pasteurized milk, and I think it surprises everybody that there are negatives about pasteurized milk. And you kind of have to get into that to a degree, because if people don't realize that you know, one is really is quite different from a nutritional standpoint and other standpoints, they probably just keep doing what they've been doing all their lives.
And it's, you know, you can talk about it in even sort of most basic of terms. You know, one of the claims the big food makes is, oh, it doesn't, you know, pasteurization doesn't change the taste. And you go, wait a second. We all know it changes the taste. So you take, you know, cooked strawberry and a raw strawberry, and you say they taste the same. Of course pasteurized milk is going to taste different from raw milk.
It does, and it completely changes its makeup, too.
Exactly. Cooking changes things. Heating changes things. We know this, and that's frankly why they do pasteurization, is to change things. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, you know, we're pasteurizing milk and it makes such a big difference, but nope, don't worry, consumer, it doesn't make any difference at all.
One of the things that I've learned in talking about this issue is that the raw milk, people who have a lactose intolerance can drink raw milk and raw cheese. They don't have the problems.
It's an interesting thing, and I've talked and done some reading on that. It appears there are still a few people who won't be able to tolerate even raw milk. There is a category, but a lot of people who think they're, quote, lactose intolerant turn out not to be when they're on raw milk.
Right. Yeah, people can be allergic to anything. You know, some people are allergic to onions and garlic, and other people it's the best food they can put in their body, so that can happen with anything. But in general, the people that have the lactose intolerance, it's related to pasteurized milk.
And it's raw milk has an enzyme called lactase, which helps break down lactose. Lactase is destroyed in the pasteurization process, so it makes sense that people are able to digest the raw milk easier.
Well, we'll stay on the case here. People can learn more about it on the website, TexasRealMilk.org, and then what is Weston Price's website? What is it specifically?
It's WestonAPrice.org, and they also run the Real Milk campaign, which is just Real Milk.
Right.
We got their permission to do a Texas version.
Okay, good. And that's the organization that Sally Fallon, I assume, is involved with?
Yes.
Okay. And she's great, too. You can see her stuff. Well, if you don't mind, send me an email or whatever you can do with any other tips about people to talk to and continue to expose this issue, because we're certainly on board. In fact, I'm going after the show down to the farmer's market and buy some things, some grass-fed meats and some fermented salsa and a whole bunch of raw milk cheddar cheese.
So, I was just going to say thank you, Howard, for letting everyone know about this, because we need to get word out so that folks can step up for the right to eat the foods they want to eat.
Once again, it's Judith McGarry. It's the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Is that the website name, too?
The website is farmandranchfreedom.org.
Farmandranchfreedom.org. Judith, as always, thanks very much.
Thank you, Howard.
Talk to you later. And if anybody else wants to weigh in on that or anything else, give us a buzz. The telephone number here is, as Logan told you, is 1-866-444-3478. I'm pretty fired up about these events that we have coming up, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them in detail when we come back. We got a real surprise for you at the bottom of the hour, too, and I'm really looking forward to this because I'm a big bird guy, as a lot of you know, and I'm especially a big raptor guy, and we've got a falconer coming on, and Greg, he's going to bring falcons in with him today. I understand. I'm going to get to meet his Falcons. I'll try to take some pictures and get it on the website. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized. And value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Zeotech has become a staple for my recommendations, not just for bed preparation. Zeotech Corporation is the company. Several products, kitty crystals for the best cat litter, critter crystals for other small pets, Zeoquine for the horse stalls, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and Turf Aid for organic bed preparation. For information, go to zeotech.com or check with your local retail nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP, available at participating dealers.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford, and they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I want to tell you a little bit more about the event that's coming up and a couple of things, and then we're going to talk about birds at the bottom of the hour. But Amanda Love, who a lot of you know because she's the nutritionist that writes for us, and she's called the Barefoot Cook, and you've heard her on the show. She's been on the show several times, and we'll probably have her on here just to talk about some more details about the event coming up sometime soon. But we're having a cooking class. We've had several people ask us about this in the past, and she called me out of the blue a few months ago and asked if I'd be interested in doing one with her here in Dallas, and we agreed to do that. And it will be, again, on Saturday, February the 19th. And they've got a pretty good-sized room down there. I think that's the one we're going to use. We've had an event there before, and they've got real good cooking equipment and a setup and room for a fair number of people. There will be limited seating to a degree, but you could get in right away and get a reservation without any problem. There will be a cost to it, not a whole lot, because you're going to get a whole lot of things with it, a gift bag of products, a lot of the things that you hear me talk about all the time, autographed copy of the organic manual. If you have one, might use it as a gift for somebody else. And there'll be a lot of recipes and information on cooking. And, of course, my part of it will be the growing side of it. And we'll have a lot of fun. Get to visit and talk about this growing interest in organic food production at home, edible landscaping, herb growing. We're going to talk about fruit trees. And one of the things that I'll be talking about and showing you specifically how to do it is bare root planting. We've been doing a lot of bare root planting. We've done some recently, quite a bit recently, at our office, planted some ornamental trees. We've planted some big woody shrubs. Planted a lot of roses, transplanted a jujube tree and also a pomegranate tree. And all of these plants we did totally bare rooted. In other words, took all the soil off. And a lot of people are shocked when they first hear me talk about this, but it's amazing how it works. We had one of the listeners on the Sunday show call us the other day after I'd been talking about bare rooting various kinds of things and getting a lot of questions about it. He called in and said he had a story he wanted to tell me, and I said, sure, we love to get the input, good or bad, about all these things that we recommend. He said that several years ago he planted six or seven ball cypress trees, small ball cypress trees, and his dog, Queenie, I believe her name was, decided that one of them she didn't like planted where it was planted, and she kept pulling it out of the ground, chewing on it, ate part of the top, and he finally, you know, after it was laying on the ground totally bare rooted, after this had gone on for a while, he stuck it back in the ground, filled in around it and watered it and kind of forgot about it, and then he sort of lost track of what had happened to the different trees. And he was listening to me talk about bare rooting plants, and he called in to tell me that the one that had been ripped out of the ground and totally bare rooted and basically brutalized by Queenie had outgrown the other ball cypress by three times. Well, that's what we're experiencing at our office with some experimental trees that we've bare rooted. We did an Eve's necklace. And we bare rooted one, and the other one that was planted actually a year before the bare rooted one was done the conventional way. In other words, taken out of the container and set in the ground without, you know, leaving the soil on the ball. The new growth on the Eve's necklace that we bare rooted, and you can see some pictures on dirtdoctor.com of this. We had new growth of 20-something inches on the one that was bare-rooted this year, and the one that was planted the conventional way just had a few inches of growth. So across the board, we're seeing it. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show in KTSA down in San Antonio this morning. I do a little 30-minute gig with him every Saturday morning, and you can hear podcasts of that on KTSA's website, and maybe on Bob's too. It's his garden center is called Shades of Green down there in San Antonio. But he said that his partner in the nursery business, Roberta, had a tree that was knocked over by a big, heavy, straight-line wind storm some years ago, and it broke the ball pretty badly. They straightened it up and had to support it for a while to let it get going again. And it has outgrown the other trees that were planted at the same time by double. So this bare rooting plants is good all the way around. The only negative about it that I've run into so far, and you'll see it when I start putting more of the photographs on the website, is that it does take a little bit longer to prepare the tree to get the soil off of the root system before it goes in the ground. I think once we get used to it and everything, develop some techniques and probably some new tools and everything, that's going to be a non-issue, because what happens once you plant it, you don't ever have to stake it because the roots are bare. There's a soil around all those fibrous roots going out, and you have better contact of those roots to the soil, and it can move around a little bit, but it'll stay in place. You never have to wrap. Of course, I don't recommend any kind of wrapping of the trunk or anything like that, but in this case it just totally eliminates the need to ever even have to talk about staking the tree. We'll show you more of that. It's on dirtdoctor.com in the blog if you want to see some of the shots now, and we'll put more of them up there for you just real soon. Howard Garrett, I'll be back talking about birds right after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, as most of you know, I have a new dog. His name is Tater. And he's great. He makes me laugh every day. That's one of my favorite things about dogs. Got him from the SPCA. He's on the Munster Natural Dog Foods. We have all of them because I'm always trying to find out which ones are the best for different kinds of dogs, different breeds, different sizes. And all I can tell you right now is that Tater and Hannah, who we've had for a longer period of time, like all of them. The green bag for normally active dogs, the red bag for mothers, athletes and puppies, and even the new chicken and rice formula that doesn't have corn or wheat. The only one I don't really use is the blue bag, which is for the older and slower dogs. We don't have any of them right now. They're all great. Give them a try. You can find them at your local store. If not, check MunsterMilling.com or go to DirtDoctor.com for Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. We have a falconer with us, Roger Crandall, but we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Greg is going to come in here and work on the microphones for a second, and then we'll get him on. He brought Jaeger with him, who is a Harris's hawk, and we're going to talk about all those kind of things as far as using these wonderful animals for various kinds of things. Back to what I was talking about is just a little bit more while we're waiting on that. The techniques that we're going to talk about in this little cooking school, and it's going to be a cooking and growing school. We're going to be talking about both things, but I'll concentrate quite a bit for those of you who are interested in learning how to do this bare-rooted planting. And the bare-rooted planting doesn't just go for trees. It goes for shrubs and ground covers and small plants. It's the most important for the larger plants because those roots that grow out and hit the wall of a container start circling real badly in the container. The trees that we just recently planted, the company that the tree company that brought them was really surprised in watching the plants be bare-rooted and seeing how badly the roots were knotted, and they're not visible. They're down in the soil. And so one of the things that we'll show is some plants, taking the plants out of the container and showing how much you need to remove of the soil on top of the ball, getting down to where you can see the roots, and then fix whatever the problem is. And unfortunately, almost 100% of the time, you're going to see the roots in trouble. You're going to see the roots wound in a knot. And sometimes it's in more than one place. Sometimes it'll be where the plant was a little bitty seedling and was in a 2 1/4 or 4-inch pot. And then the next step up, it went to a 1 gallon. You'll see a knot of roots at that point. And then stepped up to a 5 gallon or 10 or 20 or whatever, you'll see it again. So using water very slowly and carefully, or an air spade or a brush or your fingers or some way to take that soil off is something that you need to do. And we'll show you all that. And I'm going to concentrate on talking about fruit quite a bit, because a lot of people are interested in that. And a lot of the fruit trees and fruit shrubs can be used as part of your landscaping. You don't have to dedicate just an area for just vegetables, just herbs, just fruit. You can actually mix those materials into your landscaping, and some of them are beautiful landscape plants. Those of you that get my newsletter, we got a lot on several questions already about the photograph that was used. We did a newsletter on bed preparation, the kind of bed preparation that I recommend. And we used a shot in my garden, my landscape, of the ginkgo tree, and in front of it was a big, large leaf plant. A lot of people have asked me what it is, and if you don't get the newsletter, you can go into dirtdoctor.com and see it. We have all of the past newsletters archived there. The plant's called Ohasanta, and it's a beautiful herb, but it's also a wonderful landscape plant. It gets big. You got to be careful how you use it and where you use it and all that kind of thing. But it's a good one. And so I'll talk about some of those kind of things, and we'll get Amanda to talk about how to use those and other kind of plants in the preparation of the food. On the other seminar that's coming up, the one down in McAllen, we're going to be talking about soil and soil testing, water testing, and tissue sample testing. It's a seminar, 2-day seminar that's being thrown by Texas Plant and Soil Lab. It's February the 2nd and 3rd. You can go to our website and click on the Texas Plant and Soil Lab banner there on the right-hand side and pull up the information about that. I will be there not speaking. I'll be there just talking to people and answering questions and listening to the various experts that are going to be doing all of the presentation. Are we back in business here, Greg? Hopefully we are. Roger Crandall is here. Roger, get up close to that mic and say hello. Let's see if this thing's working.
Hi, Garrett. How are you? Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. Thanks for coming. And he has a beautiful bird with him. It's Jaeger. Jaeger is a Harris's hawk. I've always called it Harris hawk, but the proper way is Harris's hawk?
That is correct.
Okay. What's a falconer doing with a hawk? How's that work?
Well, technically, falconers both fly hawks and falcons. Somebody just flies strictly short wings is known as an awestringer.
There you go. So if get you up there get a little bit closer. There you go.
So if you want to get technical, you know, I'd be called an awestringer.
An awestringer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I looked at your website briefly. It's really good. Tell everybody what that website is so they can go and see what you look like and your birds.
The website is www.faltechbirdcontrol.com, and basically my business, Falconry Technologies, we specialize in doing grackle and starling roost abatement,
which is a big subject and the exact thing that I wanted to talk to you about. I live in the Lakewood area over in East Dallas, and there are 10,000 grackles on the high lines, on the power lines. I don't know how they sit on those lines without getting fried. But Judy, my wife, has always been fascinated by that, how the grackles pick. this line of wires, and across the street, there's not one bird there, and that's a whole different subject. But do you actually go out and help people that have that kind of problem? Because underneath all those birds is a messy situation.
Absolutely. I have clients. I do airports, refineries, hospitals, shopping centers, any place that there is a grackle roost that's causing issues.
And the birds that you have actually free fly in an urban situation?
Absolutely.
Run the birds off? Is that how it works?
That is correct. The Harris's hawk is not nocturnal by nature. They're a diurnal raptor. They hunt during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But the night hawking aspect is learned. And it takes most of a roosting season to instill that in our birds. But once they get the hang of it, they actually prefer hunting at night over hunting during the day because there's so much more quarry. When we go to a roost, there's tens of thousands of birds there, and they have a very high success rate in terms of, you know, catching something.
Well, once you come into an urban area like the one I'm talking about in East Dallas, and the raptor that you have there takes care of business and runs all the problem birds off, does that program in those birds' minds so they don't come back, or do you have to do it again and again and again and again?
Starlings can live to be 21 years old, and I believe great-tailed grackles can live to be in the 13 to 14-year range, so they definitely have a memory. And in a lot of locations that I fly, only two or three seasons worth of pressure is needed, and the birds remember, and they permanently stay away.
After one time?
Well, after two or three seasons, and typically it takes a week or two to move a good-sized grackle roost. And when that happens, they're usually gone for the rest of that roosting season. They usually do not come back till the following year. But after two or three seasons of work in a particular location, it can become permanent.
That's fascinating. What about birds that are a problem in parking garages and structures? Can the Harris's hawk or a falcon help in that situation?
Well, usually in that situation, we're talking about pigeons.
Right.
And pigeons is a totally different animal. They do not scare away like grackles. I can scare 10,000 grackles out of an area and maybe catch 10 or 12 over the course of a week. And with pigeons, you pretty much have to catch all of them.
Really?
Yes.
They're just that hard-headed.
I'll
be darned. That's interesting. I guess starlings and grackles and pigeons are the main ones you deal with. Do you ever deal with sparrows or smaller birds that have become a problem?
English sparrows do have roosting. They are communal roosters, and we do some work in that area. But the bulk of my work is grackles and starling roost abatement.
There you go.
Excuse
Get up there.
Me. I'm sorry
there
about
you go.
That.
Yeah, he's got his hands full. He's got Jaeger holding him, and that's just beautiful. I'm going to get some shots at our break here, and I'll put it on the website for everybody to see. One of my favorite things I was telling Roger before we came on the air is go to the Texas State Fair every year, and the bird show there is fantastic, and it's probably more raptors than anything. They have hawks and falcons and eagles and owls and the whole thing. And one of the things they do at the beginning of most of the shows is a Harris's hawk flies out of the giant Ferris wheel down, free flies down to the stage, and it's just beautiful. But are they easy to train? How do you get started?
Harris hawks are one of the most popular birds used in falconry because of their tameness and ease of training. This bird was captive bred. I got him at approximately 4 months old. They go from egg to full grown in about 8 or 9 weeks.
Oh, wow.
They grow very, very fast. Mm-hmm. And Harris hawks really need to be left with their parents for another month or so to develop social skills. He caught his first rabbit 2 weeks after I got him home.
Oh, we
don't. So it took about 2 weeks to get him to come to me for food and start the bond.
do you actually teach this hunting skill, or is that just inbred in the bird?
That's inbred. Basically, all I'm teaching him to do is to
return to me
for food when he doesn't catch something.
I gotcha. Okay. What do they eat? A wide range of things?
Absolutely. Harris hawks eat everything from mice and rats to small birds and, birds the size of waterfowl, pheasant.
Do they ever get together and hunt as a pack or
Absolutely.
In pairs?
Harris hawks are one of the few social raptors in the world. National Geographic did a special on them a few years ago, and they called them the wolves of the sky.
Oh, cool.
And that's exactly what they are.
The wolves of the sky.
I'll
get a copy of that. That'd be fun to see. We're going to do a break here in a minute. I'm going to get some photographs when we come up. One of the things I'd like to talk to you about, I do get some calls from time to time from listeners who say that a hawk has shown up in the backyard and is killing their songbirds. And so we'll talk about that issue a little bit. Anything else you would like to talk about? It's Roger Crandall, who is a falconer, and he's got Jaeger here with him. We'll get some shots and put him on the website so you can see it. And if you have some questions, give us a call, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, be right back after this.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
One of the most common communications I receive is how great planting is after using Alpha Biosystems Thrive. There's a lot of other products on the market that have Thrive in the name, but be sure that the one you get is the one I'm talking about. It's alphabiosystems.com, the website. That telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Great for all your plants, but especially plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like. Thrive.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils,
recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Howard Garrett back with you, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number if you want to call in and ask about or talk about birds in any way is 1-866-444-3478. If you want to just sit back and listen, that's great too. Roger Crandall, a falconer, is visiting with us today, and Jaeger is here. I got some still shots and some video too, so we'll have that on our website. Roger said I was going to get to hold him and get a shot here in the next break. As well. Roger, people sometimes call me with an issue of a hawk that has come in and has found just a really easy way to catch and kill birds in the backyard when people are feeding them. What's your advice there?
Enjoy Mother Nature. Most of the type of birds that come in and raid backyard feeders are the small excipitors. That would be the sharp-shinned hawk and the Cooper's hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them make their livings raiding bird feeders in people's backyard during the wintertime. And
so they'd never wipe out your whole songbird population or anything like that. They're just going to get a few here and there.
That's exactly right. And just kick back and enjoy them when you can see them.
If you did have an unusual problem where they were killing a lot and you had to do something, what's a way to scare them off and not hurt them?
Well, there's really nothing you can do. There's
no whistle. I've heard that maybe a loud whistle or sound might work.
It's you're feeding small birds, so you're attracting small birds to your backyard, and that's attracting small bird predators.
Mm-hmm.
So
just how nature works.
That's
huh?
how it works.
Okay, we talked off the air before we got started here about the different kind of raptors that people use. I guess one of the most important things, and probably people would like to hear your take on it, we had a We had a big jumbo jet come down in New York that was because of Canadian geese got in the engine. Do you get involved with the airports to help avoid that kind of situation quite a bit?
What happened out in New York happened far, far away from the airport. And, you know, Canada geese are an issue all over the country in it with aviation. But it's difficult to control free-ranging, you know, free-ranging waterfowl like that. We can control them closer to the airport and certainly on the airport.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when a bird strike happens several miles away and at altitude, there's really nothing you can do. There's some technology coming out now with they're experimenting with different frequencies that maybe they can attach to airplanes in the future to scare birds away on their flight path.
Mm-hmm.
That's still down the road.
Well, one of the things also people ask me about from time to time are bird kills related to wind turbines. Do the raptors end up getting caught in those very often? Is that a problem?
I have heard of situations where certain farms are, you know, killing a lot of wild raptors.
I wonder if those fans actually attract them. They think that that's a nice roosting place they see that's different than the mountains look or something, and actually fly to those things.
Hard to say. You know, I don't have enough information.
Okay. These are things going through my mind that people are always asking me about. You said that not very many of the people that do raptors handle owls. They're beautiful birds. I think they're among my favorites. I just think
Absolutely.
They're great. And you know, from the little screech owls to the great big barn owls and all in between. Tell people why they don't make a good bird for falconing.
Well, first off, there's thousands of species of hawks worldwide,
mm-hmm.
hawks and falcons and eagles, and only a very small percentage make good falconry birds. Why is that? Well, a lot of hawks eat insects and amphibians and mice and stuff that's not very interesting to catch or very interesting to chase. The birds that we concentrate on are typically the large falcons, the accipiter group. Some of the Budios make great hunting hawks. The red-tailed hawk is an excellent.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
They're beautiful.
They'll take rabbits and jackrabbits and sometimes waterfowl and pheasant, that sort of thing. To go out and train an Everglades kite, which makes its living eating freshwater snails, just wouldn't be that exciting. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, the birds that we use in falconry are birds that are interested in chasing the type of small game that hunters are interested in.
More aggressive birds,
absolutely,
I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, it's beautiful and it's a wonderful business to be in and sport, I guess, as well. Tell people about your website again. It's Faltech.
Birdcontrol.com.
So it's F-A-L-T-E-X?
T-E-C-H, Faltech.
Tech, okay. F-A-L-T-E-C-H, birdcontrol.com. That's Roger Crandall. Yeager's here. You'll get to see him on our website right away, and maybe even with me getting to hold him a little bit. Do you ever have any bird events or anything that people need to know about where people can come and see different ones of these birds?
Falconers in the DFW area support various causes. I do quite a bit of work with the Dallas Safari Club.
You'll put that on your website and everything people can find
it.
All right. Well, that's Roger Crandall. We'll show more of all that on our website. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Howard.
Good luck. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number, if you want to join me for the next hour, is 1-866-444-3478.